Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for what we've been learning here in Matthew 16. We've seen, Father God, the necessity of looking to Jesus, listening to Jesus, and walking with Jesus. And in that, we partake then of all the kingdom blessings, the kingdom that's available to come on this earth as it is in heaven, Lord. So we thank you that we understand that this is the quality of life we have as your sheep, as having turned away from being goats, being called by you to come into the kingdom and bear much fruit. So we thank you now as we look at the word and we can see what is required for us as disciples, sons of the living God. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Matthew 16, verse 24 to 6. Then Jesus went to work on his disciples. Anyone who intends to come with me has to let me lead. You're not in the driver's seat, I am. Don't run from suffering. Embrace it. Follow me and I'll show you how. Self-help is no help at all. Self-sacrifice is the way, my way, to finding yourself, your true self. What kind of a deal is it to get everything you want but lose yourself? What could you ever trade for your soul?
Hallelujah. We need to think now that, you know, it says that he who finds his life, you need to find your life. So what is your life? This is the thing. We can get caught up in this world and then we take hold of what life is, and it's all carnal. And it's all keeping us in the darkness, because it's two lives and they come from two sources. The devil comes to lie, steal, kill, and destroy, and Jesus comes to give life and life in abundance. So to find your life, we've got to, first of all, Jesus has got to be our Savior. And when Jesus saves, everything has been done. The salvation plan from God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is complete. It's done. It's finished. I've taken away sin, and righteousness is available. And righteousness is found in the kingdom. Kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So finding ourselves is waking up to what God knows about you. Because he made you. He made the world. He made everything. He made you. And he made you for purpose. And that purpose is in the boundaries of you were predestined in Christ before the foundation of the earth to be holy and blameless in him in love. So that's the foundation. And that's what we got to take hold of. And when we take hold of that, what else do we find? We find that there's a story, there's a name written for us in heaven. And that's what we got to take hold of, because we see that those whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life is thrown into the lake of fire. So we need to push into that, guys. That's what it's all about. Having been born again, we've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness, the lies, the deception, the demonicness of the world. And as we see, it's just getting darker and darker. It's such a call now, guys, to that you're in the kingdom, is to press on into the kingdom, to take hold of who you really are, to find your life, to together with the Lord, pushing into the kingdom, looking to the Lord. He opens up your eyes to your name, your purpose, your destiny, and that's what you got to push into. I was just thinking about that scripture. It says, Jesus says it's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And knowing some scriptures, it made me think, you know, why is it just the kingdom? You know, because there is lots of other things we need. We need someone to help us, to take us through this evil world and lead us into the right things. That's the Holy Spirit. And then Holy Spirit is taking, what's the Holy Spirit guiding and leading us with? Everything Jesus has is ours. So he's revealing to us what we have in Jesus Christ. And then there's that name, that story written in heaven, to so we can fulfill our purpose. That is there. And then It's, you know, where's the power, the angels, you know? So when you hear just the other scriptures, well, seek first the kingdom, and you think, oh, where's all these things? But then you go to Hebrews 12 from verse 22. You've come to the kingdom. The kingdom's got a number of names, three names there. The heavenly Jerusalem, the city of God, and Mount Zion. And then there is the angels. And then there's the judge of all, our God, our Father. And there is the church of the firstborn. That's us. We are part of that church. And then it's whose names are enrolled in heaven. So there's our names written. And there we've got Jesus, whose blood has brought about this new covenant. And he is speaking, and we need to listen to him. So there is everything pertaining to life and godliness now is available for us in the kingdom. The thing is just growing, pushing on into it. And that's why you got that wonderful scriptures of Peter, where he says, add to your faith goodness, knowledge, what's it? Knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, and then godliness, brotherly kindness, and brotherly kindness, agape love. And he says, and if you lack these, you are nearsighted and blind and have forgotten. Your sins have been taken away. And what else have you forgotten when you're not doing this? You are forgotten that righteousness has been given to you. The right standing, everything that you lost in Adam has now been restored. And then he says, when you do this, you will never stumble. And when you do this, you will have you'll be richly rewarded in the kingdom of God. So you'll be the blessing God made you to be. So guys, rise and shine. Everything's been done. You now put the Lord first from every day, and morning by morning he awakens your ear, and every day you're developing on schedule, being who God made you to be, a light in the darkness, a river in the desert, a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Amen.
Amen.